Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. It seems that Craig and I can't seem to sync up because today, just me and Nicholas. And I mean, guys, I've been feeling so awful the past.
Yeah, what happened?
Been going on. Yeah, it's been going on a full week now, Nick. And honestly, I felt it last, you know, Tuesday night. I just like felt like a tingle. You know what I mean? Where I was like, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and feel like doo-doo. And so that's what happened, right? And I was like, all right, you know, here we go. I mean, I know how to do this. I just dealt with it 3 weeks ago, Nick. And I was like, I'm going to wait it out, you know, because Charleston Food and Wine was this weekend, which got rained out, which is so, so sad. But it was like the biggest blessing for me because I don't think that I could have been there. Like on Friday, I woke up. I was like, come on. You felt good, man, last night. But I woke up and felt like shit again. I was like, oh, my God, I can't go to Wine and Food. So I didn't go on Friday. And Saturday got, you know, rained out. And I was like, Sunday, I'm going to gear up for Sunday. It's a huge day. And I woke up on Sunday and I was feeling bad again. But it got rained out anyways. So it very strange. Anyone who's listening, who was in town or who went or who had tickets or who's like, what is he talking about? Charleston Food and Wine Festival happens every March and it is a huge, like, I think it's the biggest food and wine festival in the Southeast. I'm not committed to say on the East Coast, but it, like on the Southeast, it is a huge draw for Charleston. They estimate that it brings in like 30,000 plus people.
Oh, damn.
And it is, you know, music and booths that are set up for, you know, tasting bites of Charleston and drinks, of course. And so I had a tent initially. I bought a 25 by 25 kind of activation with Charleston Bloody Mary mix. Because I don't know about you, Nick, when I enter a festival, whether it's a music festival or it's a food and wine festival, the first thing that I go on a search for is a Bloody Mary. And so what you do at these food and wine festivals is that they give you a cup at the door. So
yeah.
When you get drinks, you buy a cup, it's like... It's like 3-4 ounce pours, yeah, right? You know, you're not getting like a full.
Yeah, you're not getting hammered out there on the.
No, well, I mean, that's not true. You are getting hammered, but it's not going to be from
right out the
one, you know, Bloody Mary. Yes. And so me and my great friend Ryan at Charleston Bloody Mix, were like, let's team up. And this was last Charleston Food and Wine, at a particularly gorgeous Sunday of food and wine, and. You know, we were cheersing and like, man, what a great weekend. And look how beautiful and sunny and everyone's so happy and smiling and dancing. And to think what like a year has done, I have videos on my phone. So Taylor and I had a booth basically that were next to each other and JT came by to both of ours and he, you know, took one of my beers and he was doing his little thing and, you know, posting videos and all this stuff. Right. So I mean, tensions weren't high then. Or maybe that's just what Sunday at Food and Wine does. Like everyone's just happy. Cause you're like, how could I not be happy? Like I'm surrounded by just like
starting
three
to get nice.
Awesome bites. There's like some music playing. I mean, you're probably with a bunch of your friends and there's like a bunch of booths that are serving up great, you know, alcohol. And so Food and Wine got canceled, very sad. And gosh, Nick, I mean, I like went to, yeah, I went to the doctor today, right? Cause I finally was like, all right, that's it. Like I mean, vitamin C and Theraflu ain't coming, you know, like I'm sick of this. And so I just got like a bunch of blood work taken and stuff. I'm like, what is wrong with me? So I'm still kind of feeling it. Craig, obviously, and you, Nick, took over on Thursday after I'd been gone for a week in Mexico. So yes, it's been all over the place, but
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't really get to talk about it because we ended up getting sidetracked about other shit. How was Mexico? We didn't really even like bring, we like sort of talked about it, but I mean, Craig and I made fun of you while you were gone, but
I mean, look, man, the fun thing about like, you know, and you know better than anyone, like, you know, I mean, we go to these live shows and, you know, fans, right? Like, all right, man, like, you know, Q&A time. And obviously, well, not just for this season, but for most seasons, you know, my heart, you know, my heart rate fucking elevates. And I'm like, what are these fans going to ask? Right. And sometimes the fans will get up and be like, hey, Austin, you know, big old Fish fan here, or like, you know, Roll Tide. And I'm like, okay, woo, you know, Roll Tide, or yeah, man, go Fish. And those questions are always the most fun to me. And I understand, though, even at the live shows, that's not everyone's cup of tea. So I try not to bore people with my Mexico experience too much. But I'm glad that you asked, Nick. I mean, I won't just talk about, you know, Fish, but going to Mexico was something that I didn't think that I'd be able to do because I thought that we were going to be by then. So it was tentatively on my calendar, but I bought the package, the travel package to it last May. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going. And I had that realization probably like a month prior to going. So that is when it like really like turned on for me. And I was like, yes, okay, I'm going to Mexico in a month, right? And so what you do when you buy a package to go to Mexico to prevent a bunch of fans, a bunch of Wookiees, as normies like to call people who follow around, you know, bands like Fish, to prevent someone like me buying a room and letting eight of my friends crash there, you don't pay for the room, you pay per person, right? Gotcha. So each room comes with like a double bed. And if you want to buy like, or you obviously can buy like a king bedroom, right? For two people, but for two people, it's like $3,600 a person. So I buy that package back in May. And this is before I meet the girl that I'm dating. And so I'm like, okay, this is a gamble. You know, the two buddies that I'm buying with, one is married and one has like a serious girlfriend. So like they have girls that are coming. And when I bought the package, I was like, okay. I'm going to get a two queen room because if worst comes to worst, I'm going to make Shep or someone come, you know, with me. Right. Like, you know, Shep will come to Mexico and, you know, dance it out and blah, blah, blah. And so that is what I bought. And then, I was like, okay, we're going now. I gotta ask someone to come. So, yes. As I posted that reel and kind of, you know, launched the fact that I'm seeing someone. I mean, I guess I wasn't really trying to do anything by it. I just really wanted to post a Mexico reel, but if besties are listening here and they know that I have a lot of like anxiety sometimes about posting. So they either come in flurries, right? And I'll post like, you know, 3 in 2 weeks or like, you know, 3 in a week. And then I don't post again for a little while, which is so funny considering that I have over 500 posted, you know, IGs. And I'm like, where did all those come from? And why was I so brave? I mean, yeah, Nick, it was just a lot of fun, man. It literally was just like, I'm like excited to go to Mexico and get some sun and to
did you do anything else? Best like, friends. Was it fit? Were you fishing the whole time or?
Yeah, no. So we made that mistake when we went back in 2020. So we went to the festival in 2020 and it was right before COVID, like literally. Right before COVID. And we did not leave property. You know, we were just a bunch like a lizards. Like we would sleep until noon. We'd wake up and we'd go to the buffet and go down a lazy river and drink a whole bunch of, you know, all you can drink, you know, icebergs, which is beer with like a little bit of frozen margarita on top. So it gives it like an iceberg. We just love
interesting. Them.
And then we go to the show and then we go to the after party and then we pass out and wake up and do it again. And you know, this time I was like, let's get off property 2 or 3 times, please, because I don't just want to like, you know, marinate at the resort. So we rented a yacht for the very first day that we got there, or the first full day that we got there. So we had a big old fun, you know, boat and yacht day. Shout out to Manny and the crew in Mexico or in Cancun. I wish I had his card so I could shout him out. But Manny and the crew were awesome. And so we did that. And then we went on Friday, Nick, we went to Señor Frog's because I made us go. Because if our besties are out there listening, then they know that we like to go to places like Señor Frog's and, you know, Outback from time to time. You know, it doesn't have to be all, you know, elevated things at all times. And I thought that beating Cancun, it's, you know, comically like, I mean, spring break 05, you know, at all times. So that's why I kind of made our group go there, and it was exactly what you think it is. Like, they're coming around, you know, with shots, even they're motorboating you know, they're making you know, motorboat, you know, your girlfriend, or, I mean, you know, all while they put like a balloon animal on, you know, your head of like, you know, something dumb. And I don't know, I thought it was awesome. I had a great time. Yeah. So we got off property a couple of days, and then obviously fish each night. The girls, for those who are wondering, the girls did not make it. Well, my one buddy's wife is a fan, right? She is a fan of fish. And so, you know, she was in. And then my other buddy's girlfriend, I thought that her and Audrey were going to like even one or two of the nights be like, all right, we're going to go get dinner. You boys have fun. So Audrey missed one of the nights just full on, and then at set break left another night, which I'm not upset about, you know, at all, and she didn't complain about it, you know, whatsoever. And I had no intention of being like, yeah, come on, like I totally get it, like you have to, you know, get it to get it, and I was not upset whatsoever. Like, this was supposed to be like a fun trip to Mexico, not like me forcing you to go and see a band that you don't really like for four straight nights. So it all was awesome. And then when it all was over, Nick, man, the move, which I'm so glad that I did, and I'm so glad that I reached out to Jerry, because Jerry got married down there. So Jerry got married in Mayakoba. I was Craig's date, actually. And Jerry got me in touch with a resort there, an Auberge resort, which is, you know, I mean, it might as well be like a Four Seasons, you know, type of class, right? Because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go from like a Wookiee filled, you know, all inclusive to a nice resort and just like dry out for 3 days. And people saw me post it on my Instagram. I didn't post much because I wanted to save it all for, you know, the reel. That was my very first reel that I ever posted. So I was like pretty excited to do that. I did like a mezcal tasting, you know, while I was at this.
I'm not a mezcal fan, I'll have to say. And I've had some big, like, high-end mezcal.
Big mezcal fan now.
I love tequila.
I mean,
love tequila.
Not just now, by the way. Not just now. I've been on the mezcal train for like a year and a half. So like not long. But I feel like I was with you, Nick. I was 100% with you. I was like, mezcal is smoky.
It's like the scotch to me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I get it. I totally get it. I was like, I don't like scotch. So that means I'm going to hate man mezcal. And then, you know, I tasted mezcal a couple of years ago. I was like, yeah, no, I hate this. Then I had a smoky, which is kind of like a redundant statement considering that mezcal is smoky, but a smoky mezcalita. It was like a spicy mezcal margarita. And I had that, and like my brain just turned on. And so since then, if it's ever on a menu, I always order that. So then I kind of dived more into it and did a mezcal tasting. So anyways, went to this resort for 3 days, you know, just to dry out a bit, just like, you know, to get away from it all. You know, it was very lax and chill, and just, you know, lying on the beach and, you know, got like a couple's, you know, massage and things of that their nature, and then came back to civilization. And that was my Mexico trip. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back with a little bit more of Pillows and Beer. I think that we want to talk about the Oscars. Yeah, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Oscars because I certainly watched it last night. All right. We'll see you in a second. Hey, besties. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am your host this week, half of the dynamic duo or the fantastic trio, Austin. And of course, I'm joined by Mr. Nick Norris. He seems to be our old faithful through all this. We're missing Nick this week or Craig this week, but he texted us kind of last minute and he was like, hey, you know, something just popped up. But, you know, since I got us last week, you know, you got me this week. It's like, I got you, Craig.
He'll be back on the second half of the week.
Yeah. Oscars. Obviously, you know, like, let's just, you know, rattle it off. Like, you mean John Cena naked, Ken.
Yeah.
I love seeing last year's Oscar winners present in like that five person panel that, you know, they did. And oh, so yeah, my yeah. boy Ken, oh man, Ken, who won last year for Everything Everywhere yeah, All Ram. At Once. Yeah.
And Goonies. Yeah.
Yep. And Brendan Fraser and, you know, the lead from Everything Everywhere All at Once. That was really cool to see them, you know, leading that charge and then kind of going down the line from like famous people who have obviously won Oscars. I mean, if you win an Oscar, you're famous. Okay. Well, let's just rip it out with Ken. Okay. I thought that performance was.
Yeah. By Ryan Gosling. I thought it was great. Like that was when I was
expecting
said,
Nick to say otherwise.
That's when I said I was, if I could be any actor in Hollywood, it'd be Ryan Gosling right now. I don't think anyone has more confidence than him.
That's a tough one to beat. I mean, you know, he's like generally loved, you know, by everyone. What's that feel like? Yeah. Must be nice.
I know everybody says like Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Robert Downey Jr. who won, because of Iron Man. But
those guys are over. No, I mean, considering that Leo was just in, but man, Leo doesn't want to be that guy. You know, Leo doesn't want to be, you know, the face of.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. You know, he's like a you know, reluctant hero. You know, I mean, if anything proved that was when
he
they
just wants to date his 20-year-old
the Super Bowl. When they panned to him at the Super Bowl, and you know, he was like,
whatever, get away from me.
Right. But Gosling, I genuinely like that song. Genuinely like the song, and it cracks me up. And I'm not like, you know, tooting my own horn by any means. But like, I feel like when I listen to it, or like, you know, when guys kind of listen to it, like, you can relate to it like a little bit, you know, for sure.
Yes.
Like, and that's why it's so good. And that's why it's so funny that, you know, Gosling freaking delivers it the way that he does. But the beginning of it, you know, he's in the seat and all the other, you know, fans or not fans, but people in attendance are like, you know, trying to find him. And they're like, you know, where is he? Yeah, man, where's he singing from? Was awesome. I've seen it like
Robbie
three
was dying.
Times.
Billie
since.
Eilish was
yeah.
cracking up.
Yes. Yes.
She
and
was
it's
great
one of those
too.
Things that everyone loves. Who?
Billie Eilish. I thought she was great. Obviously way different.
Another Barbie song.
Yeah.
Another Barbie song, for God's sakes.
I think that's her second Oscar, isn't it?
I don't know, but I'll tell you whose second Oscar it was Emma Stone's, for God's sakes. I have to admit too, I've never heard of that movie.
I watched it and there I wasn't
I'm embarrassed
ready for what
I'm embarrassed
I would
because
it's
I
on
immediately
Hulu.
Yes because Hulu I went on right a Hulu now. Afterwards and it was right there, you know, like it popped up and it was like 2024 Oscar winner and I was like, okay, I gotta watch this preview right now. It's definitely
it's kind of out there.
Like a weird ass movie. Yeah,
it is a weird. There's some weird sex.
It looks like Dr. Frankenstein makes another, you know, quote unquote monster kind of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting to say the least. I mean, I guess I haven't seen all the Oscar movies and nominations, so I guess I can't say it. She was good in it. I didn't really, when I watched it, I didn't think it was an Oscar worthy performance, but what do I know? I'm not on the committee.
Haven't we talked about this on previous, you know, shows where I and Craig too, and I know Craig too, because like we'll text each other about some awful ass movies and be like, it was so good. And then, you know, we'll see something posted being like, and it got like a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. We're like, what the hell, man? Like I'm a terrible critic.
So speaking of critics, I mean, what did you think of Oppenheimer winning so much?
Once again, dude, I didn't watch Oppenheimer.
I think it's highly overrated.
Wouldn't know, but I'll tell you what I'm a fan of is I'm a big fan of Cillian Murphy.
And yeah, I'm a big fan of Robert Downey Jr.
Not a
big fan of Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I was surprised. The Christopher Nolan thing, you know, I was like, okay. Didn't he do like, I mean, Transformers and Batman and all that stuff?
No, that's Michael Bay. He did Michael Bay did Transformers. He did Batman.
Yes. Christopher Nolan did Batman. Okay. Did
I think his last great movie was Interstellar to me. I like that movie. Well,
then I'm not completely surprised. I don't know.
But since then, but Dunkirk wasn't great to me. I don't know. He does all these things where, I don't want to get too nerdy, but where he doesn't want to use CGI or he wants to film on location to make it more historically accurate. But by doing that, he makes it less historic. When you watch Oppenheimer, you're going to be so underwhelmed by the gadget scene, by the whole nuclear scene.
Okay.
Like the A-bomb scene. It's like he blew up a can of gasoline. I think that's what he did.
Okay. So I look. I didn't even watch it, but I'm not shocked in the least that it won all.
I'm not shocked either, but I don't think it stands the test of time. I think it'll be forgotten about in 10 years.
Okay. That is a very hot take.
It's very much
that's a piping hot take considering it just like kicked ass in the Oscars as much as it did. What about the announcement? I didn't realize. Okay. I was shocked.
Al Pacino.
I actually paused it when Al Pacino fucking walked out. I paused it and I was like, oh my God. And like, I had to Google because I was like, so just secondhand embarrassed that Al Pacino man just walked out. His tie was untied. It was sideways. He had that top button look that like you're supposed to save for like the after party, right? But like a tasteful kind of button down to make it look like, oh yeah, like I'm letting loose, but I still look great. No, he walked out there. He looked hammered. And so I paused it. I was like, oh no. Apparently he's sober because I Googled it. And I was like, is Al Pacino hammered? Like I thought that it was going to be like a fucking hashtag, you know, I thought that it was going to be trending, which I did not find anything other than the fact that I don't know, but that is wild because he is an 80-year-old man. But yes, now that you just said that, I do remember that. And so I paused it. I Googled quick and it said that, you know, he was sober and I was like, oh God. So I press play and I forgot that for Best Picture, they like show the pictures, you know, throughout the night, right? You know, they have their own little segment when, you know, you come back from, you know, commercial breaks, right? So yeah. I was waiting for him to be like, and the nominees are, but then when he just kind of opened the envelope, I was like, oh my God, he's just opening the envelope. He's not even going through all the selections. I was like, this is a disaster. Pacino, someone get the hook and get this fucking man off stage. I mean, it happened so quickly to where he was like, I think the envelope says Oppenheimer, you know, and it just happened so quick. I was like, oh my God, Pacino, are you supposed to be here? Like someone get their drunk uncle off stage.
It was La La Land. Who were those two famous actors and actresses again that did the whole La La Land when it was actually Moonlight that won? when they opened and they were like La La Land, and then it was, and they had a run on stage and like no, get off. Was that,
dude, that was an epic snafu. I actually think it might have been the opposite.
No, I
where
think
they La said La, it was Moonlight.
They said La La Land because that's the quote, that the sound bite that everybody uses. And then they run on stage when La La Land's up there and they're like, you guys got to get off the stage.
Oof. That is embarrassing as hell. Just start raining outside. Can you hear that?
I can't hear that on my end.
All right. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer, besties. It's your bestie, Austin, hanging out with Mr. Nick Norris, and we're just talking some Oscars. John Cena, which I totally think that I saw that Tony Cavallaro posted something today. So Tony Cavallaro is in Righteous Gemstones. He's a buddy of ours that, you know, he lives in LA, but he lives here when they're filming for Gemstones. And like, I totally could see freaking Tony Cavallaro doing that. I thought it was a bold move from Cena. Like, it means that he's just gone. Though. Yeah. I mean, I guess so. I mean, he's just gone full, like, I'm a comedian actor now, you know, even though that I just don't find him that funny, even though he was kind of funny. And Ricky Stenicki, I did just watch.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I was sick, people. I watched lots of movies, and I should have watched fucking Oppenheimer and things like that. But
did you start Shogun?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. You know, I got caught up in Masters of the Air. I mean, I had a lot of couch time, and it was very sad because I wanted to be in the gym, and I just got back from Mexico. So I was like, all right, let's work out, you know, this tequila. And yeah, couch bound.
But yeah, John Cena.
But John Cena. I think that it was a ballsy move. I think that it worked out for him because, you know, the category, right? I was like, oh my God, man, what is he getting like announced? And then he's like, wardrobe. I was like, oh, that was actually clever.
I just think I just laughed out loud. You sent that post in our group chat on Instagram and reading the comments that all the conspiracies that's him basically being initiated into like the Hollywood elite. That was his punt. Or his hazing was to do that.
And I was so like, besties, put on your tinfoil helmets. We are talking Illuminati. We're talking Illuminati. And I did text Greg yesterday afternoon and I said, hey, are you going to watch the Oscars tonight? And after 10 minutes, he responded and said, wait, I'll read you exactly. You know what he said? I was like, can you not just answer me normally? But I did laugh out loud. He said, the Illuminati cult. And he said, they haven't asked me to join yet. And I said, would you tell me or would there just be signs? And he said, there would be signs like me saying that they don't exist and being like, that's all just a crazy myth. So if Craig ever starts to debunk the Illuminati,
if he ever debunks his own conspiracy theories,
that's right. We know that something funky is going on. But I did send a post to Nick and Craig because the comment section was hilarious. When Cena walked out naked, the comment section was just getting lit up, being like Illuminati humiliation trial or something like that. You know, yeah. like humiliation.
Ritual or whatever.
Ritual, yes. So the Illuminati inducted Cena in, but made him get humiliated first. And I think he passed with flying colors.
I think he did too. Or did he do too? I just think that's who Cena is. He's like a genuine person, I think. Okay. I think he's done over 1,000 make-a-wishes.
Nick's been bit by the Cena bug.
I have. Okay. I thought it was great. It was ballsy. To say the least, but he's gotten naked in movies before, so
yeah,
he's had no problem doing it.
I know that you and Craig are both fans of Peacekeeper.
Yeah. Now I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
I thought Vacation Friends was very funny too. It's another Hulu movie.
Okay, I might have seen it.
I can't remember. It's like the black guy that's in Free Guy movie. That's like his best friend, Ryan Gosling's best friend, like the main guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in it.
Well, you need to watch fucking Ricky Stenick. Yeah, that's Zac Efron, stupid. Right? Yeah, it's so stupid. I love stupid. It's funny. But Efron isn't that funny. His buddies, his best friend's name in the movie, you know, is JT. So, like, I hated him just right off the bat. and it just reminded me of Efron did a really hilarious movie a couple years ago with Michael Jordan and Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan, excuse me.
Yes.
And called That Awkward Moment. And it felt like they were trying to do that again with like a trio of friends, but That Awkward Moment was done so much better. If I watch That Awkward Moment again, even though that they're supposed to play like, you know, 25-year-old dudes who live in the city and they're, you know, slapdicks, I want to be in their friend group. Like, that's how that movie makes you feel. This movie did not make me feel like that at all. I was like, this friend group is fucking lame. but Cena makes you laugh your ass off. Because it's funny. What else, Nick, man? What else from the Oscars?
I thought it was funny that Emma Stone's dress like broke when she like pretty much walked up on stage going back to Emma Stone. And she was like, yeah, my dress broken, everybody. I thought Billie Eilish.
That's that sort of shit that people, you know, fucking commiserate with. And they're like, he's just like us, you know, and then they're just like the darlings of Hollywood. I mean, look at Jennifer Lawrence. Like, that is her to a T.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, don't look at my dress. Hee hee. Right. And everyone's like, oh, you're just like us, girl.
I do think Margot Robbie was robbed of an Oscar for Barbie. Okay. I think it went to what's the woman's name who won it? Is it like Ferrer or something? That was the
no. America Ferrera was her co-star.
That's what I'm saying. She was nominated, but Margot Robbie wasn't.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And then Greta.
Dude, please God, cut that. I don't even want to deal with that. I don't even want to deal with
that. I'm gonna bleep the name. I'm leaving you saying cut that in there. I am bleeping the name.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, of course. That's what I was talking about the whole time.
yes, Greta Gerwig. They got snubbed, and I think that's bullshit because they made that movie. If you're going to nominate everything else, those two deserve it more than I think Gosling and America Ferrera did. Well, and I love Gosling, obviously.
Greta quite literally made the movie, yes.
Yes.
You know, and the movie is called Barbie. And one of them quite literally does play Barbie. So they did, you know, make the movie. Maybe the Academy just didn't feel the same way, Nick. I mean,
I think it's all
bullshit every year. I'm not here to talk bad about Barbie. That's for sure.
Yeah. It goes back to when Shakespeare in Love knocked off, Saving Private Ryan. In the most absurd win, I think, of all time in the Oscars. But then I think the holdovers should have done better. I think with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it. You got some homework to do, Oscar.
Dude,
homework.
I do. I do have some Oscar homework. All right, besties. Well, thanks for joining us for this week's podcast. It was short and sweet. Thank you for joining us for this Tuesday's podcast, the first podcast of the week. I'm feeling good enough to be back in the saddle with a little 1-2 combo with a little 1-2-3 combo, excuse me, Nick. And just want to get a little, you know, Oscar talk out there. And I missed you guys, and I'll see y'all on Thursday. Thanks so much.
And a quick announcement from me, because I keep getting messages about it, but it'll be next week. We are going to do, because we had fun with it last year, we're going to do another March Madness bracket. We'll be prizes from all three of us. All three of our companies will chip in. And Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, I and Alabama is not going to be anywhere near ranked, the number one ranking, you know, this year. So I will not make the mistake of busting my bracket with Alabama. So
yeah, I think
I will be a competitive player in this year's bracket besties.
I think the women's bracket's got more headlines than the men's do, but the first weekend of the men's is probably one of my favorite weekends in sports. The round of 64, round of 32.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It's definitely up there. I think that we'll do like a little draft of like what's the best weekend in sports, because opening weekend of March Madness is just mayhem. It's madness.
It's awesome.
My bracket, just so all of you know, I'm just going to name it right now. It's giving Kenergy. That's going to be the name of my bracket. Said every bestie just knows when they see it, when they submit it, that that's my bracket, and you can look at it and you can laugh at it, or you can copy it if you want to win.
Yes.
But so
stay tuned for that, and then take us out, Austin. We'll see you guys one day.
Besties, thanks again for hanging out. And we'll see you guys on Thursday with another fresh new episode of Pillows and Beer.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.